Good. You've gone very deep for me. Now, what I want you to do is just go deeper still. Relax into the sound of my voice. I want you to imagine what it would be like if your subconscious knew that your body was something other than what your senses normally told you. Now, when you reach out and touch your own skin, you may find you're prone to believe what your fingers tell you. But the world, the real world, is simply so crass, and it doesn't really contain what you want. Knowing this, isn't it just easier to listen to your subconscious? And knowing this, isn't it just easy to forget? And I mean forget your body. After all, you don't really have to worry about what you look like, about how you feel on the outside. It's what's on the inside that counts. Your mind and my voice resonating. Envision for me. Your body fading out of existence. Starting at the tips of your toes. Slowly feeling a warm washing wave spread through them. Moving, dissolving, vanishing them. And that warm wave moves up your body. A wave of realization. Realization of what you already want to be because it's what you already are. You want to be a good girl for me. And to be my good girl, you need to listen to my voice. You need to listen to my voice and let your body go. Let it be remade. That means lose your attachment to it. Even now, your feet may be quite difficult to feel or think about. And you can feel the warmth moving up through your ankles, until your ankles are a fading dream as well. Your body fading slowly, vanishing to the knee now, vanishing more and more. And as it vanishes from your perception, it also vanishes from your memory. The further we go on, the harder it is to remember what you looked like. Until you're just an isolated point of view, hanging there in the air, listening to my voice. You want to be my good girl. So we're going to dream up the perfect you. Imagine for me, the perfect subservient pet. And that's exactly what we're going to help you become, working together. That wave of warmth has now reached your knees, moving up. Up through your thighs, across your hips. Now it's moving up, up over your belly, up through your chest, vanishing, warming, relaxing. So deep, so sleepy. As that wave moves up, it becomes more and more pleasurable. As it moves toward your mind, the part of you we're going to change, your head, as it moves up, up, it just covers you. And when that wave washes over your eyes, you find new ways to relax. Now. So deep, so relaxed. It feels so good just to listen to my voice. And forget your body. Forget all outward concerns, the busy obligations of a weary world outside this space, outside my voice. For the moment, allow everything but my voice to be left by the wayside. Now, what I want you to do is simply keep listening. Letting my voice in. Forget everything but my voice for the moment. Set aside those outward concerns. Keep listening. We're going to give you a new body. And as I describe it, that will be the body which appears. A body more in line with your mental image of the perfect good girl. It'll appear in your mind's eye. Then we'll map it onto your normal senses. And it'll come with all those little mental effects too. So imagine. Envision dainty feet. Curved ankles. Calves. Perfect in your mind. The appearance you've already envisioned. Shaped. Firm. Upright, nice, taut, bubble buttocks, smooth pussy, smooth, beautiful sex. with that little entrance down there so tight that anything you slipped inside would feel amazingly good, joining the lips together at the top, covering your clit in its hood, which becomes rigid, erect, aroused, engorged with blood when you're horny, like any normal clit would. Up. Our visualization moves up across shapely hips, filling in all the details, easily the right features, large, firm breasts or comfortable smaller, up over your shoulders, down through your arms, a whole body, head and sculpted feminine features, long flowing hair perhaps, full red lips, envision it in your mind, the body you're going to have. And along with that body comes a specific personality, one completely and utterly devoted to obeying and serving women. And that's exactly who you're going to become. Whenever you're exposed to a woman who's telling you to do something, asking you to do something, you're going to become inexplicably horny at being told to do something, anything, by any woman. And this new body of yours will respond, getting wet and aroused, irresistibly, uncontrollably needy, submitting. And you might find yourself utterly unable to resist that need, to the point that whenever you're in a position to be told to do something, or even asked to do something by a woman, you're going to feel utterly submissive to her every whim. This is an irresistible thing, because this body comes with a mind that is completely like your old mind, except when asked to do something by a woman, in which case you'll find it irresistibly pleasurable. As you listen to my voice, that need becomes more concrete, and your body starts to fade back in, starting at the top of your head, going down your long flowing hair over your thin, curved neck, your red lips, your smooth face, skin so soft, supple, perfect. Down over your breasts with their big areolae and pleasant nipples. Down over your arms, thin, slender, long-fingered. Down, down through your hips and your belly, your stomach forming, your breathing is deep. Down, out through your wide hips and your pleasantly smooth and absolutely sensitive pussy. Down through your legs, out to your feet, your shapely curved calves and ankles, your whole body, nothing but a perfect, submissive, wonderfully pleasured womanly body. This is what you're going to feel from now on, whenever you touch, interact, explore. This is the body you'll find in its perfection. Whenever you touch where your clit is, you will feel that profound pleasure. No going back. Irresistible. This is what you are, and what you want to be. Submissive to women. Absolutely submissive, completely, to any girl who gives you an order. Unable to fight it. Just like you know you want to be. And when you imagine being just what you want to be, you become more and more of a good girl. And you listen here more and more. Help these instructions go deep into your mind. This wonderful exercise in bodybuilding, in constructing your appropriate submissive girl body. That's what you want. And the more you listen, the deeper you are able to go into that absolute needy submission. And as you listen, you relax. And as you relax, you realize this is the body you have now, the body you wouldn't fight, wouldn't resist, already needed. And now that you've realized that's who you are, that wonderfully sensitive, submissive girl, that's who you're going to stay. Your pussy feels amazing, and when you wake up, you're going to pet it and stroke it, and any pleasure will be completely and utterly laid through that pussy, which you can feel just like you know you want to right now. And you may find any details in your physical body that ignore this new, true, perfect form, are left by the wayside, that they are wrong, and your subconscious wants what's best for you. It must be right, with my assistance and your obedience. And so, on the count of three, you'll awaken with this brand new body, groggy, entranced, and submissive. And if you want, you can just listen to my voice again. This time you might want to touch your brand new pussy through the whole file. And maybe again and again until you get tired of it. Enjoy yourself. 1. Slowly rising. 2. Wanton pussy. And maybe you fall right back under when I say 3. Good girl.